Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to October the 19th, the 43rd week of 2020. Slowly, we start to creep into the fall here, and Pam's going to let us know what's going on. This is ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. What's in store for us this week, Pam?
Yes, hello. Okay. Well, we had a kind of a rocky new moon on Friday, and traditionally people look at the Libra new moon and say, oh, relationship, harmony, mitigation, compromise, beautiful things, cultural endeavors. And all of that is true, except there were so many pictures in the sky the day of that new moon that many of us may have thought that or felt as though we were kind of in between warring factions, perhaps within us, power struggles. And in the end, what is required to is to step up to responsibility and decide on the commitment. But Libra, it's the kind of back and forth. What is the commitment? Well, as of the 19th, we are full on in the waxing moon cycle coming off that new moon. And the moon is in the sign of Sagittarius. So this week actually has very good buildup and momentum energy for whatever the decisions kind of coming to understanding, realization, where you want to put your intentions, whatever went on over the weekend, now you can hit the ground running. Keeping in mind that both Mercury, planet that has to do with communications, electronics, and Mars, planet that has to do with passion, desire, how we assert ourselves, are retrograde. So that being said, we may experience certain roadblocks, bump in the road, detours, things aren't moving ahead as quickly as we would like, but things are moving ahead. The contrast to the waxing moon cycle and the retrogrades I just mentioned don't cancel out. They contrast, but they don't cancel out. So in other words, we are still building the momentum of whatever our lunar intentions are of what do I want to emotionally invest in over the next few weeks, several weeks, year, months that have to do with whatever my focus was at this point in time. And you can keep restructuring, redesigning it. All the re's are really good with these retrogrades. Reassess, reconnect, renegotiate. It's about taking a strategic look at what the wider intentions are. And as I've repeatedly said, for those of you who listen consistently, what's important to recognize with these two retrogrades, with Mercury, you want to make sure that you're communicating effectively. It takes editing, it takes going over, it takes real reflection, checking in with yourself, taking time to meditate, taking time to consider all angles. with Mars, the most important thing is do not be the aggressor in a situation. Don't get angry. I actually mentioned to a client the other day, my father used to say, don't get mad, get even. And even though I didn't take his advice to heart, I would say that the way to look at that with Mars retrograde, or maybe in general, whether it's retrograde or not, is don't get mad, create an even playing field. So especially in light of this season of the end of Libra energy, because later this week we move into Scorpio energy, but this is the month when we have two full moons. So with the new moon right smack in the center of the month of October, October 1st was a full moon, October 31st is a full moon. So in October, which is about looking at balance, how we truly relate deeply as we're moving into Scorpio energy, we want to consider how we assert ourselves, because Mars, yes, can be aggressive, it can be warlike, but it also is about assertion, passion, desire. What is it do you really want? And to articulate what you really want is so very important. But we want to come from places of strength, from clarity, from strategic endeavors, not from places where we're defensive or angry. And we can see how this is all heated up on the world stage, which is why in the work you do personally, it's so very, very important to bring out balance, to bring out listening, to bring out how you approach something with evening the playing field and not stirring up aggression. So on the 19th, moon in the sign of Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a fire sign. As this moves throughout the day, it is really activating points that have to do with how do you engage? How do you feel like you're really expressing what it is you want to shine? There's a few planetary configurations in the sky on the 19th. Some of them start in the wee hours of the day. So it is symbolizing that it's really important, especially the night before, to have a sense of how you want to lay out your Monday, and even better, how you want to lay out the week. So if you use that new moon weekend energy to kind of plan out your strategy, thinking in terms that you may have, there may be delays, there may be things you're reconsidering, you really are fired up to engage and enter situations in very active ways as of Monday. You also want to think in terms of how do I bring in the best opportunities and relationships as I move forward with my intentions over this lunar cycle. And so sometimes we think we know, oh, I really want to connect with so-and-so, or I really want to gather the money or the interest in this project. And that's all good, but don't cancel out potential opportunities that may come in that aren't exactly what you're thinking of, but really can be what is the catalyst or the energy that propels what happens as we go through this week and the weeks coming forward. There's also a picture in the sky between Mercury and Uranus, which speaks about the potential of miscommunication, people not really saying what they mean, realizing that the clarity that was required was not delivered. So it wouldn't be unusual that packages don't get the way they were intended, or mailings don't happen the way they were intended. As I keep stressing to anyone in the United States who votes, this voting cycle is rather challenged because of these retrogrades I'm talking about. So please get your vote in as early as possible. These kind of configurations speak about things not really going as intended. So what is required is a great deal of adaptability. So the most agile and willing to adapt, especially early in the week, are the ones who really get to the finish line, perhaps a little slower than intended, but you do get to the finish line. So overall, the 19th and the 20th are very good days for initiating things with the retrogrades in mind, following through, carrying on with something that needs to be put in motion, anything related to travel, nature, endeavors that have to do with anything athletic or legal. The 20th has a couple of kind of harder energy pieces. One occurs in the early part of the day, and it signals that if you wake up feeling a little confused or a little out of sorts, or that you're not quite clear on what it was that you were doing or wanted to do, or someone has thrown a wrench in the machinery, then it's so very important to breathe, center, focus, give yourself some meditation time. It actually is worth getting up perhaps a half hour earlier than you usually do, just to kind of get in the right place with the spiritual hygiene that needs to happen. If you're in a routine or habit of this, then even better. Things move very quickly in the morning. What is important to keep in mind is, as of late morning, some of us may feel challenged in certain ways emotionally. We may not feel as though we're getting our needs met or that things are going as we would like. If you are feeling that, or you're dealing with someone who's expressing that and therefore causing a misconnection, the important thing is to just acknowledge it. Hear, whether it's coming from you, if it's self-acknowledgement, or if it's something that you want to, you can either express it or not express it. That's up to you and the situation. But if you're noticing someone else needs to express it, then just receive whatever their concerns are and know that this will pass by noon Eastern times I give are Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. The moon goes void, of course, at 11:38 p.m., at which point in time, recharge, just quiet down your day. The moon enters the sign of Capricorn at 2:44 a.m. on the 21st. And when the moon is void, it means we're not emotionally attached to the outcome of events. So very good time, as I said, to be recharging. Once it goes into the sign of Capricorn, for those Eastern time zone and certain other areas, you will most likely be sleeping, which is an absolutely fine way to use this energy, because Capricorn likes to do the task at hand. And these couple of days are particularly productive, and they work very well with this new moon energy, in spite of the challenges of the Mercury and Mars retrograde, and I will tell you why. On the 21st, communication is actually very good for those who are taking the time to listen. Real strides can be made by going over documents, contracts, things that seem to have been resolved but really need some refocus and going over. There's also a picture in the sky between Venus and Pluto, which show that this is a very strong time for anything financial, for things that have to really be determined, that perhaps have to do with legacy, business, mergers, big contractual stuff. If this is no part of your world, nonetheless, any kind of conversations you may have with people or relationships that have to do with how you share resources can be addressed on this particular day, or perhaps are being brought up on this particular day. We are attracted to depth on this day. The other thing is that there can be some spontaneous combustion that occurs on this day, in that someone who may seem very entrenched or not willing to concede or respond to other ways of thinking may surprise you on this particular day. So it's another reason to lay out strategy, talk about things that really matter, because you can get some sort of capitulation and compromise energy that you would not have expected if you didn't put the proposals out there. On the 22nd, the moon is also in the sign of Capricorn and building in this very strong way. The difficult period happens in the morning because some people's tempers may be short. So if you encounter someone or feel that in yourself who seems to be angry or frustrated or short-tempered, this is a transit. It's going to be over by noontime. So just if you can, move around the minefield. Do not engage. If you must engage, keep it temperate. As I said at the beginning, it is not a good time to be defensive or aggressive. It is more a time to respond and keep things quieter. Acknowledge, but do not engage. So, powerful transition time for people doing therapeutic work or looking at making real deep changes, especially in relationship, especially things that have to do with money, especially things that have to do with merger and long-term planning. The sun enters Scorpio at 7 p.m. Eastern time, exactly. And then on Friday, the 23rd, the moon goes void, of course, at 12:35 a.m. and doesn't enter the sign of Aquarius until 8:17 a.m. Once it enters the sign of Aquarius, we are once more in dynamic energy moving forward. The thing to be aware of on this day is it cannot be stressed enough how important it is to make sure that you have clear communication happening, especially with any relationships with siblings, neighbors, or children in your life. It's important to make sure you are heard and that you hear, that both parties, all parties, truly are understanding one another. Because by doing that, by moving past things that may be challenging, especially in any sort of community situation, group situation, you are able to go through amazing passages within that communication process that will really do well and move with great momentum, especially for longer range things once Mars goes direct in mid-November. On the 24th, Moon is also in the sign of Aquarius, and it goes void, of course, at 5:54 p.m. And it is, according to my calendar, United Nations Day. So what I love about this is with the Moon in the sign of Aquarius, it really is speaking to an emphasis of what it is to build the new world. Because, and I will be talking about this more in the coming months, as Jupiter and Saturn move into the sign of Aquarius on the winter solstice, we will enter into a threshold of 200 years of economy that is based on collaboration and innovation. And one can't do that in a nationalistic world. So United Nations Day, Moon in Aquarius, yahoo! There's a picture in the sky between Venus and Saturn, which really speaks about building relationships that work. And we don't really want to waste time or throw pearls in front of swine, waste our energy on people who are just not willing to come to the table and do the work of relating. It is a wasted energetic endeavor. However, being light workers and people who believe in potential, it's a great day to think in terms of, I invite in collaborative communication, but I will not squander my energy on people who are not willing to listen and grow. And the Moon goes void, of course, at 5:54 p.m. So it's a fun night for community, for getting together, but don't expect anything rock solid or work to get done once the Moon is void, of course. The Moon enters Pisces at 5:18 p.m. on the 25th. So that gives us a void, of course, period that is almost 24 hours. Whew. So that means the 25th is a perfect day to enjoy life, work on projects already in motion, be in community prayer, enterprise, social justice, things like that, but nothing that is initiated or expected to get off the ground on the 25th. It is more important to work on things already in motion. When the Moon goes in Pisces at 5:18 p.m., then we're in this lovely time to invite in. So you could be like brainstorming all day on the 25th in community and then make your decisions as of 5:18 p.m. What do people commit for? What are they showing up to do? What begins? That's when things take action to begin. Now I turn it over to Susie.
Thank you. Thank you. Any key words jumping out to you, Pam, this week?
Profound transformation in relationship.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pressure is on. The pressure is on. What was stepping out for me was being quiet, not engaging, which is something we talk and do meditations a lot about. And the other big word that jumped out to me was about growth and growing. And I was thinking of what is it? What is growth? Okay, so let's jump into our meditation. I invite everyone to take 10 minutes to be quiet, to, if you can, be totally still, and just let the body be in a place of comfort, preferably sitting up with a nice straight back. Take a few deep breaths. Oh, we're here. We've arrived. We've done a lot. We have done a lot to be here now. No matter what we've been doing all day, all month, all year, all our lives, we've done a lot. So just let ourselves be settled, be still, and let all of that lot, all of the lotness in us, all that we are, just be present. Just be present. Allow ourselves to be quiet. Something that is very hard for some of us, to not engage, to not be triggered, to not have our say, to not respond, to not stand up for others that are weaker, etc., 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 etc. It's very hard for some of us to just be quiet. And, of course, there are some that are just very quiet all the time. But let's just talk about being quiet, what that means. It doesn't mean that you're sitting on your hands or you're biting your tongue. It means that you really are engaged in a neutral space. And that neutrality is when we're deep in meditation. When we're not engaging with, is it this or is it that? Should I be doing this or should I be doing that? Or feeling the pressure of fighting for your life or feeling the pressure for stepping up to something. It's when we are really just in that neutral space, not engaging even with this illusion that is our reality. Stepping way, way, way back into the field. Stepping so far back before causality, before effect, before anything is happening. Think of it like a primordial type of moment when there's just the energy of being, the energy of consciousness, which is deeper than the energy of life or not life. Just the energy of consciousness, where there is the free play of all potential. And in that space, we have acknowledgement. In this space, we have very, very, very profound understanding, because we're not attached to any particular concept. It's like all of the colors exist, and I don't have a favorite color. In fact, I don't even have an eye. Eye. What is that? Is it my body? Is it my thoughts? Is it my personality? How do we describe what the eye is? And we can't really create a perfect definition. So just let that eye, just for a short little time, just let it just be dissolved. All of the ideas of who I am, of what I am, of what are my conditions to be who I am, of what are my conditions to be happy, what are my conditions to be sad. All of that, all of the comfort and the meaning, just letting everything be. Neutral, and feel yourselves just unwrapping tightly. All of that tightness, all of that contraction becomes loose. like when you flex your muscles and then you let them go. Allow everything just to be loose. I'm not holding on to life, to who I am, to what is right, to what is wrong. Just for a few moments, there's neutrality, there's quiet, there's boundless freedom in every direction. And as you breathe into that, feeling that freedom of not being attached to anything, anywhere. And we can feel ourselves even beginning to think, oh, what happens if I do that? Will I be lost? Will I disappear? And you'll notice that as you deepen more and more into that space, that you actually become more and more grounded in ultimate reality. Things open up. You open up. Your world opens up. The universe becomes infinite. Your consciousness becomes infinite. And feeling that now in every particle of your being, allowing for profound transformation, allowing for yourself to graduate now. Perhaps we're going from elementary to high school now, or from high school to university. Feel yourself allowing for that opening and deepening. And this energy that you're creating now, creating, you could say, by your thinking, by allowing the boundless consciousness to be present, this has a particular frequency. And now this frequency is in every single cell of your being. And every single cell of your being now is resonating with this boundless freedom, vitality, boosting your immunity, boosting your health, your longevity, increasing, of course, your intelligence and creativity. Really good for the physical system. And a very precious, a very special place to allow your mind to rest. And if you feel the thoughts coming up, what if that, what if this, this is hurting, I'm hearing that, just acknowledge and come back. Take a few deeper breaths. If there's too much space for you, start counting gently your inhalations and your exhalations. Counting up to 9, taking a little breath, and then starting again. Training the mind and the body. Training the emotions to come to this place of neutrality, of quiet, and finding in this place boundless potential. Gently, we start to take a few deeper breaths in and out, and as we slowly start to come out of our meditation, feeling that we now are able to bring this peace and calm to all of the people around us. Transformation now is absolutely upon us. It is necessary in our lives. It is necessary in the world. and it can come gracefully. It can come gently. It can come with intelligence and peace. And feel that now. Every breath you take as you gently open your eyes. And we thank you for joining us. Thank you, Pam. And everybody have a wonderful week of profound transformation. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to ActiveSpirituality.life with Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelle. You can find out more about our work on ActiveSpirituality.life, and we really hope you have found this episode helpful. Please share it with your friends, and if you feel so moved, we appreciate your donations. ActiveSpirituality.life. Have a beautiful week.